Boogie.
Shut up!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's a bulletin. Ellen DeGeneres loves Angelina Jolie's bosom.
Ooh.
One question. Are you nursing?
Aguilera. Hot, Ellen. You're hot.
I guess it's a little obvious.
Yeah. It's going to be a healthy boy.
Sorry, Christina Aguilera.
Who doesn't?
Still a piece of ass.
Either one.
Still realize.
Mommy boobies.
That'd be a tough battle right there.
Who would you do?
Whose would you like better?
Are you talking about the TF?
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera or...
Yes. They're pretty amazing Jolie. Right now.
Brad Pitt's chewed on Angelina Jolie, so I would go with Christina Aguilera.
I'd go with Aguilera right now.
Unanimous. I'd be your candy man, baby. Oh, hi, Dude Walker.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. It's funny, right?
Sure. That was funny.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Very well. What's happening?
Well, Robert the Angry Mailman said he was looking forward to going down under.
Robert the Jovial Mailman.
I didn't think black guys like doing that.
Well, that's a horrible stereotype.
Actually, I do, and
isn't the stereotype?
I'll admit that I indulged in that in Thailand too.
And isn't the stereotype?
Really?
Excuse me, but I believe all stereotypes about black men are about their sexual prowess. I've heard that black men are not good with their mouths.
I've heard that stereotype before. Not that they're not good, that they choose not to.
John, I'll show it to you on the chart.
Okay. All right,
he showed it to me. In fact, you and I probably one or two nights out and about. Spoke to certain individuals that were very against that.
Did we really?
Yes.
Black guys?
Yes.
Who is Timmy?
Yes. No.
Was
no,
it Timmy?
No. Timmy's no. down. No. Timmy's down.
I'm sure Timmy
he's
is.
He's down yeah. with the lawnmower.
Timmy's down with everything.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good Timmy, man. No doubt
Timmy's
in my mind.
Quite a coxman.
He is.
Yeah.
I've seen him with multiple
oh, yeah.
partners. And I you know, I shouldn't say partners because I didn't see them having sex, but I've seen him with women on his arm.
That was an outstanding impression
oh,
of Timmy O'Leary.
Really was.
I love that.
Oh. former football player used to hang out.
That would have been my guess.
RB?
Yeah, RB.
Gotcha.
Remember that time? He went on and on about it.
I remember a lot about that night with RB.
Yeah.
And of course, Mike and I are talking about Reggie Bush from the New Orleans Saints. That's what we're talking about.
He said, no way.
It
no,
wouldn't be Reggie
not
Branch.
That, no.
Not Reggie Branch. He used to play with the Redskins.
But no, not at all.
Used to tell us about sex all the time.
Yes, not at all.
Because I remember we used to sit around and just go, God, you play with the Redskins. You must get all kinds of sex.
He said, yes, I do, but I never.
We said, really?
I never.
But I think.
I
believe his reason was he didn't have to because he was a Redskin.
Well, he didn't choose to either. He didn't like to.
Preference.
Yeah. I thought that it was a thing with the Redskins at the time. I didn't realize it was
no,
racial.
I don't know whether it was racial either.
Hey,
I just remember
we're
that.
Redskins. Why would we have to do that? Let them do it to us.
A lot of Redskins do it.
A team rule. It was a team rule.
Joe Gibbs.
Sonny.
Richie Pettibone.
Right.
They all do it. Hi, Robert.
Hey. So I'd like to do a little prefacing, though. Don,
yes.
I know that the caller's going to call him and said, mailman is this, mailman is that. I have found to my great happiness that there are a lot of guys, more than you know, more than a lot of people know, that are just like me. They travel all around. I don't want to call them the guys on the down low. This is a different kind of down low.
Right.
Are you talking about guys that don't like to feast on yeast?
No, that like to travel and get exotic ass.
Oh, they like to go to.
And I found the more I travel, the more I meet these guys, and I feel less and less like a loser
and more like
the norm.
You found yourself. And you know what? You've worked hard doing it, traveling the world.
You're an international perv.
And
what do you do with that mixture, though, if you do what we were just discussing? I mean, I would imagine that would be tough to gargle with.
It wasn't for me.
Oh, really? Do you also, like, use peroxide or anything?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, I gargle with peroxide. Oh,
hey, I'd like another recipe, please. And I asked before the break, how do you use human hair as a birth control device?
Okay, I've said this from years ago.
You have.
That, you know, you use the hair for protection. Obviously, I don't like prophylactic.
How do you use human hair?
So, the pullout.
There's no medical.
You do the pullout.
There's no justice.
And there's hair all over the body. There's hair right there. There's hair on the stomach. There's hair on the arms and hair on the back of some of them.
Only the finest ladies.
I guess it depends who you're
only
with.
Only the classiest women.
And if you're with a werewolf, you can get that right on the back.
So the hair is a joke?
No, actually, I have done that.
You do what?
I pull out and I aim it somewhere else.
Oh, well, that's...
Oh,
that,
come on.
See, that's a
that's
joke.
Just the that's just the Catholic method.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I mean...
There's nothing wrong with that.
What do you think I was talking about?
I thought that, like, you got some hair
like
leaves.
I said,
like that you got some mixed hair extensions.
Hey, I am not scared of STDs. I'm scared of child support payments.
Okay, that's the way you
okay?
do that.
And I do not want a baby's mama calling me
saying,
I want half of your post office pay,
he uses
half of your
a very
security pay.
Traditional approach.
That's right.
The oldest approach.
That's right. Like Chris Rock said, do it in a rubber and hit it, throw it in the garbage disposal just in case. Because you never know.
I bring my rubbers.
Wow.
I mean, these women.
We're learning
these
so much.
Women today are playing what I call ass lotto. If they give the ass up to the right person, they can be taken care of for the rest of their life.
Watch that microphone. Ass lotto.
The ass lotto.
If they take care of their man.
Right. If they take care of the right man.
The right man, he'll
take
care of
them. You get you a baller or you get somebody like me who's got a good job that will take the money out of my check before I even see it.
Right.
I know guys that work 80 hours and their check was like $20.
Hypothetically, let's say you go to Australia or you go back to Thailand and you meet the dream girl. Will you get married again?
Married. I mean, what are you wishing that on me for? I thought we were friends.
I'm asking a question. You love.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
It's the new Robert the Mailman.
I don't see it. I'm happy. The buzzword for the 2008 is happiness.
You know, I was watching a movie that makes me think
Robert
of you.
The Happy Mailman.
It's a movie that was on cable. Like it's called Taipan with Brian Brown, the old guy, the Australian actor that used to be with Rachel Ward.
I've only seen it on the guide. I've never actually watched it.
Taipan, and he's a British guy that goes over to Hong Kong and falls in love with his concubine. Mm. And I thought
I
of you with that.
A concubine.
But wouldn't you? I could see you if you found the right lady, even if she was.
But I like how they treat. I like American women are spoiled. We're such saps.
Mike, don't you agree? If he found himself a Joji,
mm-hmm.
And we used to know a guy, the late David Haynes,
yes.
I swear to God.
Right.
This guy was a miserable, crusty son of a bitch.
And he found love, and he found love internationally.
One of my teachers back in the day had a geisha girl who walked
really?
2 feet behind him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, perfect lady.
So over there, could you see yourself finding love over there?
I can see it, but I'm not that enthralled with the institution of marriage. You get them over here, they get Americanized. You treat me with respect, mailman. I take half your check.
Have you thought? I love that Asian accent without the teeth. Have you thought about? Have you thought about moving over there so like you could be king of that?
Yeah,
group.
I was very emphatic about going back to Thailand.
Cheap could you live over there? If you
very
if you
good,
were...
but you got. I mean, you got to have money everywhere.
All right,
money talks.
But you said
and ass follows money.
You said something along the lines that it was cheaper.
It is.
To live over there.
Thai dollar to American is 31-1.
How is the postal system over there?
Could you be a postman?
Just as good as here. I'd be trouble on the forwards though.
Where would you live if you lived over there? Where would you get like a
Bangkok? I live in Bangkok or Pattaya, mm-hmm. one of those two. Places.
Is Pattaya a beach area? Is that
yes?
A, yep.
It's like a little resort, like nice. A Miami beach,
okay.
but mm-hmm. it's beautiful. And Don, before I leave, I do want to catch up on a couple of things.
Okay, please go ahead.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Valentine's. I hate
you,
it.
You love
I
it.
I hate it.
Right, you love
and
it.
I felt so good.
You got to work harder.
Store after store that the Valentine's crap was half off a week before. It was a great failure. I don't care about how many ads you guys run about diamonds and all that bull.
I'd like to believe you, but I don't think I didn't get that bulletin that Valentine's Day was a failure.
Oh, it was.
I
saw,
so.
Hey. Huh. The women don't deserve it. Give them nothing. Give them a treadmill and some Slim Fast.
He pursues women, yet he hates women.
Black History Month, what can you say?
Hey, you got an extra day this year.
This history. Obama thing is really messing with us.
How is that happening?
Why?
Because America, I mean, I can't come in here and bitch about the white man.
That's right.
I mean, if he had lost Wisconsin, maybe I could talk some ass.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
There are only 1% brothers in Wisconsin, and half of them in jail. So
like
he is messing up my world because he's messing up my old world thinking. I can't come in here and say, you know, blue-eyed devil and all that.
Well, you would agree the world needed to be messed up a little bit.
Well, it's also a case of how much they really hate Hillary and how much Bush is just so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know in history,
I disagree
if
with
he
you.
if Obama becomes president, you know history will say the guy who preceded him was by far the worst son of a bitch.
Okay, so that's
president.
Your angle on it.
He was so bad, he elected a black man.
So you're
that's
saying
the
you're
way
still
a black
saying
man could get the job.
The only way he get the job, not on his own merits, but the fact that the guy before him
was
such
so
a screw
bad.
Up.
Everybody's so sick of white men.
What about the old joke about if you make a black guy vice president, the white guy will always keep the job? Do you think now in this case that Hillary should be the vice president? Because
Don, this is a
let's
scary
face
thing.
It. Let's face it. No one's going to assassinate Obama if Hillary's going to be.
But that's the scary
thing. Pretty
that's
good insurance
for me,
policy.
I mean, I'm weird. I don't know who I support right now.
Yeah.
But I hope nothing happens to the guy. I
well,
really
God,
hope
nobody would
you
want
you seem
that
like a
happen.
McCain-type supporter.
I almost am. I almost except for
are
that
you
war,
kidding me?
For, except for that war stuff.
You're kidding
He's
me.
He's talking about another 100 years.
Right.
You might as well sign Bart up. He's talking about being in
Iraq
you know,
for 100
Iraq,
years.
100 years.
Right. Uh-huh.
And the guy, I don't mind him as much. Everybody hates Hillary. Everybody just hates her.
I don't. I swear to God, I don't.
I don't understand her.
I don't hate Hillary.
I blame Hillary for that whole nonsense back with Clinton and the dress with the mask.
Because
she was not doing her job.
You blame him. You blame her for him getting strange.
That's nice.
Well, that's what. It's true.
Hey, but he's consistent, isn't he?
Yeah.
I believe that.
Blame her. I mean, listen, please. Not that I'm cutting him any breaks. Look at her. Could you blame him?
That's your wife, for better or worse.
So being a black man and like with 70 to 80% of the black community, you're not going to vote for Obama.
I didn't say that.
You know what he should have? He should have looked at her mom. That. That's how you do it. You look at Hillary, even those young pictures with the long hair. You got to know she's going to have
blue hair. Well, there was a time that I loved her mind.
Hey, Bill.
There's a time I really loved her mind.
It would have been great if you had a sister in there, though.
Robert. Could you give me that recipe that you had? What you dip your thing in?
You don't need my recipe. I need to talk to you about some of your tips.
So listen, hold on. How can you be a card-carrying black man and not vote for Obama?
Like not be a slam dunk. You said you might, but we've had primaries around
basically,
here.
Basically, be honest about it.
Who would you vote
he
for?
He is a lot of fluff.
Would you vote for him or Shaquille O'Neal?
No, Kobe. I'm still a Laker fan, and the Lakers are back.
Did you watch that game the other
night? No, I fell asleep.
Oh, yeah. What kind of a pussy are you?
I'm the biggest hairy pussy in there.
Did you see them shake and make
yeah,
nice
I saw
stuff?
It in the newspaper this morning. Yeah. I messed up. But last but not least, the trip is a kick-ass trip. I mean, like I said, it's $12,000. Everything's included.
This is down under you're
right,
talking about?
I hit Auckland, which is the capital, I guess, of New Zealand.
Yeah, Auckland, right.
I will call you guys.
I need Robert's theme music, please. We're going to play him out here.
Mm-hmm. On Friday the 7th, I'll fly out Dulles. I'll call you guys.
7th of what?
March.
7th of March, okay.
And I'll be in New Zealand by Sunday, hopefully in my cruise ship.
Okay.
We're going to dot New Zealand, hopefully hit Tasmania.
Is it a singles cruise of any kind?
No.
Hey, Robert, you ever been on a cruise?
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you have it, you'll love it. And you're the type of guy, you will be a guy that's around the pool.
Yep.
People will gravitate.
With my onesie, with my purple onesie. Uh-huh.
People will gravitate
I will wear
to you,
my onesie.
Will you bring your teeth with you on
yes,
the trip?
Yes, because they have former night, and you have to dress up. So I will put the teeth in.
He's getting but if, fitted. Keep the know, teeth in all the time.
I don't know about all that. I don't care. Mm. I really don't. It's more, you know, I don't know. I can't. I'll talk to Dr. Samuels in a
Good.
Couple of days and see what we can do.
He's going to tell you you need your
But time. Other than that, we end up in Sydney. And then that's when the fun begins because I'll be in the Outback for 8 days.
What's for dinner tonight? Soup?
No, cheeseburger. Okay. But it takes a long time to digest. I'm going to hit the Barrier Reef. I'm going to hit Airy Rock. I'm going to go swim with the shark.
Cool. Good for
I'm
you.
I'm going to take pictures. I'm going to try to find a kangaroo. I got a digital camera. I will fight him.
Yay.
I will kick his kangaroo ass.
I don't know.
We so, love you. Get out of here.
It was good to see you guys.
Thank you, Robert.
Get out of here.
I'll call you guys in a couple weeks.
Robert's a happy mailman.
Robert's a happy mailman.
Not angry anymore.
Good man. Good man.
Yeah.
Oh, he is funny.
Yeah.
I do like that recipe, and I said people would be writing
Robert
it down.
The mailman.
Incidentally, if you're keeping
Thank
track
you
at home, it's antibiotic soap, peroxide, and green or white. Rubbing alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
And a white washcloth.
And a white so you can see them.
Robert Whatever you don't use, you can actually drink it.
About Robert.
Yeah.
And it's good for all diseases.
Thank you, Robert.
Hold on, we got some calls for you. Hello, Don and Mike
Show.
Oh,
we have calls.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Robert, I just wanted to tell you something, man. I love hearing you on the show, and I just wanted to tell you that... you know, I actually have some black guys in our family tree, and they're actually still hanging there right now.
I knew he was going to say
There we go.
Don't you love it when those guys call at the last moment?
Yeah,
you know,
the little gutsy guys.
He's got big kahunas behind the mic. You know, you don't know who he is.
Exactly.
Right? I put it out here.
He's
you know?
Hiding.
And guess what, buddy? you might have a black president in about 8 months.
Uh-huh. You better help the cause then.
Yeah, you gotta help the cause.
I don't know if I'm needed. I don't know if I'm actually
I might
needed.
I might have to take away your I am a black man card if you don't vote for Obama.
Absolutely.
Why? Why do I have to vote for Obama? What
because
you
you're black.
No.
All women have to vote for Hillary.
No more
all
race
blacks
card.
Have to vote for Obama.
No more race card.
All guys with a stick up their ass got to vote for McCain.
You
all
let me
loons got to vote for Ron
Will
Paul.
You let Obama come over your house for play
you know why,
Xbox game?
You know why I let him come over? Because he's so well-spoken. That's why. Of course.
And his wife is, ooh.
Yeah.
His wife is not only a piece of ass. I want to tell you something. Of all of the ladies that are running, mm-hmm. She seems to be the one, even more than Hillary. I would not want to be around her if she was pissed off.
No, yeah. Do not get on her wrong side.
I get
side.
That vibe yeah. from
she's
Barack Obama's
lady.
Wife.
She's
a tough
lady.
My God, she busts his chops.
Yeah. Mm. She'll be a very tough first lady. She really will. Yeah. She'll be very active.
Yep. I do want to say something. I will miss you. You've been a great inspiration in my life. It's been fun.
I love you.
On.
Get out of here. Will you?
I love coming on the
You'll
show.
Be back before I leave.
Good.
Oh, no. I mean, I miss hope. You in Australia.
I know. We really won't have him back,
no,
but I'm just saying that,
right? Right.
Exactly.
Okay. Have a good Robert. We will. Love
you.
You
Robert. Can have him on.
Yes.
Much love.
Yeah, we'll have him on.
Wink. Talk to you soon.
Wink, wink. There we go.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, Robert.
Keep gaining weight.
Yeah, thanks a lot, brother. Okay.
Watch Shaq. Watch what happens.
That's part of some of the big changes.
Watch what happens, my friend.
There he goes.
Can't believe.
I'll have that with me the rest of the week. Peroxide, antibiotic soap.
Alcohol.
And rubbing alcohol.
It can be green.
It can be green or white.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Fabulous.
The washcloth should be white.
That's a cue for Buzz.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
The washcloth, or as Simon Cowell called it last night. What did he say? It's the
wash-up liquid.
Your wash-up liquid.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, you know, I'll say this after all those years with Robert.
Yeah.
I feel less like I've spent a day at Chuck E. Cheese now.
It's because he's happier after being in Thailand. Hell, I'd like to go with him. Look at the guy. He's a transformed human being.
He is.
But I do think, really, go to Dr. Samuels, fix the teeth.
Get the teeth, yeah.
Put the teeth back in.
Please get teeth.
Really, I mean, it's like talking to a 90-year-old woman.
Look at Fred J. Sanford standing there.
It's
Elizabeth.
Yeah, fix the teeth.
This is a big one.
Please.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Are you going to frame today's news for us?
Does it need to be framed?
In a way that's picture perfect?
I certainly hope so.
We'll be right back. He said.
This is the Don and Mike Show.